It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While you may not want to think about it, the holidays will soon be upon us. If you're thinking of getting away, now is the time to book your holiday travel plans. Contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, joins us today with pre-Thanksgiving and Christmas travel tips. Hard to believe it. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
It's almost here. It will soon be upon us.
In our office upstairs, we have the three-month planner. And, you know, so we're into October now, formerly known as Bucktober.
Oh, Paul. But yeah, I know.
But then I'm looking at the next 2 months. I'm like, November, December? What? How did that happen? But here we are.
We are, indeed.
So, okay, new girl, it seems like, you know, fall just got here, but you're already thinking about Thanksgiving, Christmas, the rest of the year-end holidays. What's the rush? Why do we have to think about this now?
Well, I'll tell you why, because we weren't the only ones with this bright idea. A lot of people travel this time of year, and the best locations book really early. I was talking to some people recently who were thinking of taking their family, the kids, to Disney, and their options were already severely limited at Disney World. If you try to get to Yosemite this time of year, game over. When I lived in the West, I had to book that July or August if we wanted to be there around the Christmas holidays, which is a beautiful time of year to be there. But you want to have options. You want to reduce your stress around holiday travel. When you get into the holidays, all kinds of things come up. You just don't need to add to it. So what I suggest to people is that they have a family planning meeting right now or with your significant other, what have you, and talk about the options and have a plan A, B, and C, and be sure that you like them all so that you're not disappointed. If you take your plan C because A and B are already booked, you know, not a problem. You know, you've got good choices, but you want to reduce your stress and make for the best possible outcome. And what's a beautiful time of year?
I'm getting that your mantra can be distilled to two words: book now.
Absolutely. And no matter what it is you're booking, if you're booking planes, absolutely you want to book right away. Even trains. You know, these tickets sell out depending on where you're going. If you're just going to go to, you know, grandma's house or the parents' house, you got to get your car ready and in shape.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Automobiles, indeed.
You don't want to be driving down the road with, you know, the chassis of the car on fire.
No,
do you?
Not a good idea.
No.
Or flat tires in the snow.
Even
not
though
a good
Steve
idea
Martin
either
and John Candy famously did that. You don't try this at home.
No, do not. So, and the other thing I'll mention is that the reason you also want to book now is because you're going to need to have some flexibility on your dates. I mean, a lot of people this year, they're thinking, oh, you know, we'll be gone from the 24th to the 31st because it breaks out very nicely on the calendar, kids out of school and whatnot. But those dates may not be available. So you need to have some flexibility on your dates, either side of what you're looking at. And a lot of places that you're going to go to, especially if you're staying part of your holiday travel at a hotel, you know, resort, what have you, they may insist on a Friday and Saturday night. So there's a lot to consider, and getting in there early is your best hedge to getting what you want.
Ski vacation over the holidays, yay or nay?
Well, I'll say maybe. In that I, you know, when I lived in the West, I did this a number of times. And again, it depends on how you structure it. You're probably going to be able to get into a large resort and have a really good time, like a Vail in Colorado or a Park City in Utah. Your other option is to try to find a very small regional resort. Now, when I say regional, if you want to make it a getaway, we're talking maybe, you know, New Hampshire or Vermont, you know, New Hampshire, Mount Washington. There are some small places that probably won't be too crowded.
Vermont, Killington, right?
Well, Killington.
That would be crowded.
It's crowded. It's crowded. It's a bit bigger, more popular. But Jay Peak in Vermont, that's small. If you go to Maine, Sunday River is the larger resort. That may get pretty busy. A lot of people from Boston go there. But there are smaller resorts nearby. So you got to think, I think, either very big or very small if you want to go skiing over the holidays. And you also need to book on that pretty quickly, too.
Talking with contributor Elaine LaBalme about holiday travel. And yes, she's saying it's not too early to think about it. Now, if we're going to go to someplace warm, to the sun, where is a good place to go?
Okay. A lot of people have the same idea, too. So, again, you're going to try to stay away from the places that everyone's thinking. So, you know, they're thinking that Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. They're thinking southwestern Florida. They're thinking lots of...
Is Miami still the big sunny destination?
South Beach in the wintertime, very, very crowded. Same thing with, you know, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and, you know, western Florida.
So, if you want to be like like LeBron James and take your talents to South Beach, even though he's back in Cleveland now.
Right. Oh, you're going to be competing with a lot of people.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that that's the way I would approach Florida. Mm-hmm. What I would suggest is the resorts on the panhandle of Florida. So you're talking Panama City Beach, which is actually very big during the spring holidays, but much less crowded in November and December. Mm. It's cooler. See, at the panhandle, yes, you know, it's not going to be 85 degrees. You may not be sunning every day on the beach. But hey, what's wrong with a walk on the beach in 70-degree temps, you know, 65, 68.
Compared
nothing
to what it's like here at that time
exactly
of year, it'll feel warm.
You're right. It'll be awesome. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be nice.
Don't forget to wear that number 15 screen.
All the time. Number 30, Paul.
Wear 30. Oh,
15's
wow.
Not good enough anymore.
Yeah, I'm behind. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, Rosemary Beach, Santa Monica Beach. There's so many beaches on the Florida Panhandle. If you need something of a more urban experience but still want to get to a place that's warmer and sunny, I would say beaches along the South Carolina or Georgia coast. The Golden Isles, beaches in Georgia, Jekyll Island, and some of the others. It'll be, you know, very nice, even if it isn't, you know, 80, 90 degree weather.
You're a big fan of going where they're not off-season destinations. Any more examples of that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. Last holiday season, what we did, you may remember because I talked about it here with you, is we went to Montreal and Quebec City. Now, we were not fighting with other tourists there. It was pretty cold. It was snowy.
Yeah, right. Let's go where it's cold.
But the thing is, Paul, hey, you know, we've got coats. You know, we're happy to travel any time of year. It was a beautiful time of year to be there. Totally winter wonderland experience.
Doesn't Quebec City do those ice sculptures?
They do, yes, and they were all over town. So you know what? It was a great time. But you know what I would say? If you don't want to be as cold as Quebec City, think about going to Toronto. You know what? You can see hockey. You can, you know.
Yeah, good luck getting a ticket if you want to see the Leafs. That's a whole other story.
That's true. Well, it's only money, right, Paul?
Well, there's other teams. There's
plenty to do.
Lower-level teams that are just as much fun to watch.
There you go. Absolutely.
But Toronto Marlies.
That's right. Good job. Arts, culture. There's plenty to do in Toronto. You can go to some national parks that aren't busy this time of year. The Great Smoky Mountains. You can go to the Grand Canyon this time of year. It's not going to be crowded. Another thought, I know people who are quick to go to L.A., San Diego around this time of year because it's not busy either.
So in 30 seconds, to wrap this all up, what's the key ingredient to a successful holiday getaway?
Easy. Gratitude. As I say on my Twitter handle often, hashtag gratitude. Just be grateful that you get to travel during the holiday season, spend time with friends, family, wherever you go. It's all good.
Good for you, Elaine. That's a great note to end on. Elaine LaBalm, our contributor, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, happy October.
Back at ya.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Please join 90.5 WESA on Wednesday, October 8th at 7 p.m. for a forum on community police relations with Mayor Peduto and new police chief Cameron McLay. The program is being broadcast live on 90.5 WESA, and you can be part of the live audience. The event is free, but space is limited to 90 seats. So, to register, scroll to the bottom of the WESA.fm page and click on the events calendar. And we hope to see you again Wednesday, October 8th, for our forum on community police relations, broadcast live on 90.5 WESA. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.